Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfuphi on Kaya 959.
We talk about South Africans who might be withdrawing money, particularly from their retirement savings. This comes on the back of an announcement and news released from the Association of Savings and Investments South Africa, ASISA, which today released its half-yearly long-term insurance statistics with data indicating that the COVID-19 pandemics and lockdown have had a clear impact on the finances of many South Africans. To help us unpack the story and more, we're joined by the Deputy Chair of ASISA, Henny de Villiers. Henny, thank you so much for your time this evening.
Good evening, Gugulethu.
Henny, I think first things first, let's begin by truly unpacking the impact of the pandemic on South Africans' pockets. We're well aware of job losses and retrenchments, but how far has this gone in terms of our financial standing?
Yeah, so Gugulethu, it has been a difficult 18 months. In last year, we definitely saw that many people, due to the economic hardship that came with it, weren't able to sustain their payments on savings policies and individual life policies. The insurers did put some measures in place to try to assist, but it has been a tough period last year, and we saw that the industry definitely took a knock. You would also might have seen that a few weeks ago we put out a news release that said also in terms of the claims that was paid, there was a significant increase in claims over the last year due to COVID. So it has definitely had a negative impact on the insurance industry. On the other hand, you could say that those payments actually helped to sustain the economy and obviously helped families in terms of their times of hardship when they lost a loved one to at least to be able to continue with their lives from an economic perspective. This year, we have seen an improvement. So we have seen that definitely many more people are buying risk policies, and that is probably also just because of the realization of the importance thereof in times like these.
There's an interesting statement that you make in the report which highlights the number of policies that have been surrendered. Help us understand what it means when a policy is surrendered and how that has translated into some losses that we're seeing in the numbers.
Yeah, so a surrender is when a client has taken out a policy, let's say for a period of 10 years, but unfortunately due to economic circumstances or whatever other reason, the client has to cash in that policy before the policy reaches its contractual term of 10 years. So a surrender is really early termination of a policy, and then the cash value of that policy is paid out. Obviously, it would have been in the policyholder's interest to keep that policy until maturity. It would have provided better value for money, but we recognize that, I mean, there are many circumstances that cause clients not to be in a position to actually keep those policies and therefore have to cash it in.
Let's talk about those reasons. Is some of this related to job losses and South Africans having the opportunity to cash in their pensions as they leave their companies, or South Africans just really falling on hard times and deciding that, you know what, I'm not sure if I'll be around in 40 years' time, I might as well try to use this money now in order to survive?
Yes, so there is a variety of reasons. In many instances, it would be due to financial hardship, due to job losses, due to just a sudden event that occurred that might cause a policyholder to need some money. Unfortunately, yes, there are also probably a lack of planning and a lack of budgeting that sometimes cause people to have to do it. But I think in the times that we've experienced over the last year or so, I would think that the majority of people cashing in early was due to financial hardship and due to sometimes early retirements or retrenchments from their place of work.
Henny, we're well aware that South Africa doesn't have a great savings rate, and I guess these kind of numbers just add more concern about our savings rate, our savings culture in South Africa, and how we need to improve on this. What are the prospects? And I guess I'm asking in a roundabout way, how can we actually fix this?
Yeah, that is a difficult question. It is, I think, to a large degree linked to economic growth, unfortunately. So we need to get the economy growing, because if we can get the economy growing, we can create more jobs, people can have more income, more free income freed up that they can use to save. So that's one aspect, definitely economic growth. I think a lot, another reason also, or another lever, is just economic education. So in many cases, people do not realize the importance of saving, for retirement or just for a rainy day, and therefore their expenditure is just too much.
Mm. Very true. Henny, I'm also well aware that you can't necessarily offer individuals financial advice because that's bespoke and requires them to go through, conversations and a process to evaluate their needs. But to the ordinary South African who might be listening at the moment, who might be contemplating dipping into their retirement savings, what's your words of encouragement to them?
Yeah, I would say that should be the real, real last resort. To dip into your retirement savings might be a plaster on a wound in the short term. In the long run, when it comes to retirement and having to look after yourself and your family thereafter, it is a real short-sighted decision. So, unfortunately, and recognizing, obviously, that one needs to look at the individual circumstances, but what I would suggest, rather, if you get to a stage that you fall on these hard times, there are other avenues to consider. The most of insurers and savings institutions typically order what is called a contribution holiday, so you can actually stop contributing for a while.
Uh-huh.
You can even stop paying permanently but leave the savings in the account so that at least you don't dip into that.
Mm-hmm.
So there are various other ways. In certain instances, you can actually loan against the policy, for example. So I would definitely suggest that people speak to the institution or speak to their financial advisor to just advise them on other options that there are to assist them through a difficult period. And really, the cashing in of retirement savings should be the last resort.
Certainly. Henny, thank you so much for that. I really think that many more South Africans need to hear that messaging that options are available. It's for us to actually seek advice, support, and clarity on what options exist, and also making sure that we exercise those options effectively. But dipping into your retirement savings just to make sure that you're able to pay Peter, Paul, and all your other expenses right now is not the most ideal solution, but there are options and opportunities available for you. Henny de Villiers is the Deputy Chair of the Association for Savings and Investment South Africa, known as ASISA.
Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfuphi.
Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.